this afternoon and taking you, in fact, to the Northern Rivers now to find out just, okay, well, that's the whole political debate, but what is actually the situation on the ground and how much are volunteers, community groups, still the ones who are really driving that early response? The Lions Club is one of them. In New South Wales, the Lismore Lions Club members have been preparing food for shop owners, for locals, for emergency services who are in town to help clean up as well. Joining us from, Lismore right now, Wendy Poole from the Lions Club. Hello, Wendy. How are you going?
Hello, Anna. I'm well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that, but my goodness, what is the situation where you are today?
It's very messy downtown. There's three Lions Clubs that operate out of Lismore. There's the Lismore Lions Club, who is the first Lions Club in Australia, Lismore City Lions Club, and then the club I'm a part of, which is the Ganellabar Wallingbar at Districts Lions Club. And Ganellabar is a suburb of Lismore. So we're all on the ground at the moment doing the best we can to support the many people, both from emergency services personnel, but also just community people who are just out there trying to get the place clean.
How are you going getting resources to help people, Wendy? Because looking at it all from a distance, just the idea of being able to get the food, the energy, the water you need looks really challenging. How are you going with getting the stuff you need?
A community is amazing. We're running our barbecue next to the Curry Mail. And that team there has been absolutely amazing in they've established a food bank. They have collected heaps of, like, generators, food, nappies, anything that people might need at the moment. And they are very organised in how they're delivering it. People just turn up. People just turn up and say, how can I help? A man pulled up in his van today and said, I've got hundreds of loaves of bread, what do you need? It's that type of thing that's happening at the moment. You know, we are also, and I know other Lions Clubs are doing the same, supplementing that with our own purchases, but the community has been very supportive of us in feeding everyone. Because as you can imagine, I think it's hard for people to conceptually understand, in Lismore town centre, East Lismore, North Lismore and South Lismore, so that's a big portion of the town, there are no food places left. So and people are just coming together, just setting up in vans, you're setting up their barbecue and just cooking for people in their street if they need to. So yes, at the moment, that's how it is. That is separate from the evacuation centres, obviously. We still have two evacuation centres in town. But there's a lot of people in those communities, a lot of people that have just come from all over to help people do the very, very dirty, dirty job of cleaning their homes and, you know, for those people that can get into their homes.
And a lot of, I mean, just the sheer scale of the disaster in Lismore would suggest a lot of you, perhaps you, Wendy, I don't know, and your fellow volunteers with Lions Club, are yourselves affected and still volunteering?
In some cases, yes. And that's across the numerous volunteer organisations. In my personal case, we've lost and across our club, no one. I don't like to use the word not impacted because
of course
you can't be a part of the community when this happens and not be impacted. But we still have our homes and in most cases where it applies businesses. We're quite a few retirees in Lismore in life. But yes, it is quite overwhelming. I struggle to describe the level of devastation. I really struggle to find the words, and because we're downtown, we're in one little corner of downtown, but we can see there's one building that's half collapsed, and I avoid looking at it myself personally.
Wendy, we've heard a lot of concern and criticism coming from different parts of the Northern Rivers community that there hasn't been enough help from official sources. Are you seeing that on the ground, whether that's ADF, whether that's other emergency services or just other people being sent in to help you? Are you seeing that on the ground today?
I can't give you an answer about is it enough. I don't know the answer to that, and I know there are many people who are just struggling to find helpers to throw out every possession they own. But I have seen the army on the ground here. I have seen SES volunteers, and I have seen numerous RFS trucks. Now, the question of is it enough is more of a political one, and I can't answer that. You know, at the moment, like everyone, we're all trying to do what we can do, you know, as individuals, for, you know, the three, as Lions and as our club.
I know there are a lot of people in communities around Australia who also want to help. If people can't be there, Wendy, is there anything people can do to help?
Yeah. Lions, the Australian Lions Foundation have created, or they've commenced their flood appeal for New South Wales and Queensland. And if people would like to donate, they just need to go to alf.org.au, click on donate, and they will see there's an emergency disaster appeal that they can donate to. And that all the money going into that disaster, emergency disaster appeal, is going directly to the Queensland and New South Wales floods. It's kind of raised. Every cent given goes back into the community, and they work with the clubs to how they can best distribute that money in all the different areas. Because for every area, it might be a slightly different way that Lions and the money that is raised through that appeal can have the biggest and most direct impact for the community.
Wendy, I thank you very much for taking some time to talk to us about it. And goodness, send every best wish from the Canberra community to the Northern Rivers community. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you for your time, Anna. It's appreciated.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Wendy. Wendy Poole is a volunteer with one of the three Lions clubs around Lismore, who, as you heard, are contributing to that huge volunteer effort, pitching in, not only helping with cleanup, but also feeding people, which is pretty tricky in some circumstances when, as you heard, a lot of the food shops throughout a lot of Lismore simply are not there anymore. The Prime Minister has been in Lismore today. He's been talking to the media. He's been earlier visiting without cameras.